Thank you for that good number in song this morning. That's what we need today, is for God to do something again for us. Move in our midst once again. You say, well, He does move. Yes, He does. We need a big move. We need a powerful move. And thank God He's still the same. He can do it. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Does everyone have a clear heart this morning? If you have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to do things a little differently than normal this morning. I'm going to take a drink just like normal, though. Before we read, let's sing a chorus together. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joined heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm part of the family of God. You will notice we say brother and sister round here. It's because we're a family and these folks are so dear. When one has a heartache, we all shed a tear and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joined heirs with Jesus as we travel this far. For I'm part of the family, Corinthians chapter 12, beginning reading in verse 12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we are Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased Him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. James chapter 5, if you want to flip back to James. The passage here in 1 Corinthians 12 is talking about us and our role in life as part of the church of Jesus Christ. And what it's really saying in just more simple terms is that we must be, as the body of Christ, we must be united comrades. I suppose that Adam Krauss and Tommy could talk to us what that really means, more than what some of us would experience. You've heard stories of people in military who were so united with their buddies, their comrades, that they would risk their very life to save another individual, another friend. And I believe that that's really the spirit of it here in this passage. Not that one gets more honor than another or one gets kicked around more than another. We are all one body. We all band together. We suffer together, we cry together, we laugh together, we rejoice together. We support, we pray. When we think about prayer, James speaks about it in chapter 5 of his epistle. Verse 14, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The effectual, fervent prayer. We cannot be effectual in our praying unless we are part of the body. As we feel that part, that united comradeship. Statement was made to me Wednesday that if we could just somehow look into the lives of our congregation, we might see a lot more suffering than what we do on the surface. And so from that statement has led me this morning to do what I'm about to do. Peter tells us that we are to cast all of our care upon God because He cares for us. Luke chapter 12. Verse number 6, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. I want the altar to be open to you this morning, that if you have a need, physical need, spiritual need, emotional need, whatever it might be, would you come and pray? Amen. There's some needs here this morning, and maybe the particular person isn't here in that particular need, and somebody else can come and represent them. Sister Keys is having surgery Wednesday morning, and we need to band with her and pray for her. I'd like for her to come. For the Keys, you join her. Family, close family members, join right around with her. Others, anybody else want to come? Sister Ellen's going to come for her dad. Having congestive heart failure, he's gained 5 pounds of most likely fluids in the last 3 days, having some serious issues this morning. Mary Beth, would you like to come for Katie? Make some room right in here. Others, anybody else want to come this morning? front seats available, the platform areas available. Family members come as well. Let's join in. Everyone that wants to, welcome to come. Let's pray together as a family, binding together, supportive together, and feeling the passion that these feel.